Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 96 talking about throwing. The Gemara asks as to what we learned in a Mishnah. If one throws an object four amos to a side of a wall above 10 tefachim, it is as though he throws it into the air and he is not liable. This is because an area higher than 10 tefachim from the ground in a public domain is not considered a public domain, but rather it is a place of exemption. If it is below 10, it is as though he throws it on the ground and he is liable. And he who throws an object four amos along the ground that it lands four amos away is liable. How do we know that he who throws an object four cubits in the public domain is liable? Rabbi Yoshia said it is because the curtain weavers of the Mishkan threw their needles to each other. The idea here that I think of is the idea of throwing yourself into an object, into an idea, into a mission, into a project, into a cause. We all have energy. We all have passion. We all have ability to take care of different things. And if we sign up to do for something, and if we agree to do something, we should throw ourselves into it as much as possible. Just as the Gemara talks about throwing an object up, so too we as humans should throw ourselves into a mission, into a cause, into a movement that's out there in order to help people out there. There's so many different causes, especially during our crazy times. There's so many different chasadim, gomlei chasadim, so many organizations that need our help, that need our assistance. Why not choose one to throw yourself into, especially if it's something that appeals to you, especially if something that comes to your nature and something that you feel drawn to? Why not do it? And if you sign yourself up for something, then throw your whole self into it. Make sure that you're fully invested, that you're fully into it. Don't half go at it. Don't put half yourself into it. Don't half self yourself. Make your whole self be involved in whatever mission that you're being involved in. If you want to do something, you have an idea, don't do it halfway. Put your whole self into it. Throw your whole self into anything you want to be a part of, and anything you do sign up for, anything you do for other people. Make sure that your full self is fully invested in the project, in the idea, and in anything you could do for other people. Because even though it's nice to sign up for things, if you do it without a smile, you do it without being happy, and you're not throwing yourself into it, it's almost as if it's not worth anything. If you're going around the house and your spouse needs something, your kids need something, and you do it with a grunt and you do it with an angry face, it's not really pleasurable. It's not as if you're helping them. You're not throwing yourself into it. But if you do it with a smile, that's amazing. Even if you do something that they ask you, someone asks of you, but you don't do it happily without putting your whole self into it, it's almost as if you didn't do it. So make sure to always put your whole self, throw your whole self into whatever you do, whatever you sign up for, especially if it's a mitzvah, especially if it's chesed. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 97 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.